Hello. My name is Ethan Ridgely. I'm 17 years old, and I go to Billy Ryan High School out in Denton. At high school, I'm involved in choir and ROTC. I've been in ROTC all 4 years of high school. I've held multiple different leadership positions. Sophomore year, I was the flight commander, which meant that I was in charge of the class whenever the instructors were out of the room. I had to make sure that we didn't get too rowdy or that everyone stayed on task and all that sort of stuff. My junior year, I was the color guard commander, and it was a big responsibility. I was in charge of anything that had to do with flags on campus. So if we had some pep rally or football game or whatever, and they needed a color guard team, I would select the people, put that group together, and help them get there and make sure that everything's perfect. And then I'd also coordinate with groups outside of the school, so the VFW would contact us and we'd do a color guard out there or something like that. I'd also help with flag retirement ceremonies. And this year, I was selected to be the Corps Commander, which meant I ran the entire program. It was a huge responsibility. I was always busy. All summer long, I was up at the school, like 4 out of 5 days, all day long, doing stuff for the instructors. To get to that point, I've had to go to a few different leadership camps. The first one was just this day camp over at a local high school. They'd bring cadets from the college ROTC detachment, and they'd run the program, and they'd yell at you all day long, and it was rough. And the second one I went to was way worse than I'd imagined. It was an overnight camp at Howard Payne University with the same sort of thing, the college kids yelling at you all week long, except you didn't get to go home at the end of the day. Yeah, it was rough. It's challenging not just physically, but mentally, because they expect you to be perfect, and I'm not perfect. No one there was, so I got yelled at all the time. And while you're there, they teach you a bunch of different classes about leadership and, like, different tactics to use, what tactic to use in certain scenarios, all that sort of stuff. I was able to apply this not only to my core, but back home in the youth group. I've gone on 6 mission trips with the church, and starting off, I didn't do too much leading. I just kind of sat back and did what I was told. But as I got older and went on more mission trips, I was given more responsibility and more was expected out of me. On this past mission trip, one of our projects was to build a tool shed for the person we were helping. And one day during lunch, me and Michael Duvall got together and planned out all the measurements, how many pieces of wood we'd need, all that stuff. And I got to work, and other people saw what I was doing and wanted to help out, so I ended up showing everybody how to use a circular saw, how to not cut themselves, basically, because, you know, no one wants that. But by the end of the day, we had a huge group of people helping me out. I'd tell them what measurement we needed, and they'd go get it done, and we had all the wood cut for the rest of the week. I try to help out and be a role model the best I can when I'm here at church. I'm the oldest in the youth group, and I'm kind of expected to be a leader here. I've learned that it's not that different leading the ROTC Corps and leading the youth group. You use a lot of the same stuff. You run into the same challenges. My family and I have been going to Vista Ridge for about 15 years now. We moved up here shortly after I was born from Austin. We stayed in an extended stay hotel for a few months, and then my parents bought a house in Flower Mound. When they bought that house, my dad gave my mom the choice. My dad let my mom choose which church we were going to. She shopped around for a bit and eventually settled on Vista Ridge because of the music program. Ever since then, we've moved further and further away from the church. Now we drive 45 minutes a day to come to church. Live out in 380 in the Providence Village, if y'all know where that's at. And, it's a bit of a drive. But each time we've moved, our parents have given us the choice to pick another church or keep going here, and we've always chosen to go here. When I got my license, my parents asked me, hey, if you want to go somewhere else, you can, but if not, you can stay here. And I chose to stay here because this is my home. I've grown up here. And any other church wouldn't be the same. While I've been here, a lot of people have influenced me. Michael Duvall, I don't know where you're at. I can't see you. There you are. Thank you for teaching me these past few years. from the deeper meaning behind Revelation to how to properly build a tool shed. I've learned a lot from you, and it means a lot, so thank you. I learned a lot from Reese Bishop about the Bible and what it means. He's someone I could go to get advice when I needed it, and he still is a person like that. Derek Curran, thank you so much for this past year. Even though you've only been in my life for a little while, you've still made an impact on me. Joseph, thank you for always being there. Thank you for putting up with me. You're like my closest friend in the world. You're a second brother to me. Thanks for putting up with me. And Mom, Dad, Blake, Amber, Grandma, Grandma Pop-Ops, y'all are my family. I love y'all. Thanks for putting up with me for 17 years. I don't know how you've done it. I'm crazy, I know. Through everything y'all have done for me, I've become the person I am today. After I graduate high school, I'm joining the Army. I'm going to Fort Sill up in Lawton, Oklahoma for basic training. After that, I'll be doing radar repair on a 6-year contract. After that time's up, I might decide to continue in the Army or go down another career field. No matter where I end up or what I decide to do, I'll always have God with me. I've been lucky to have been immersed in faith since I was born, and it's always been my foundation. God is my life. He's the reason I do what I do and the reason I am who I am. I'd like to go back to that scripture from today. It's the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4 through 9. To me, it means like that God's given me the knowledge to spread my faith and has ensured that I'll be ready for any challenge because he'll always be there with me and he'll be right behind me or right beside me. So thank you and amen.